Cheryl Pruitt, thanks so much for joining us today.
You're welcome. It's great to be here.
How'd you spend your summer vacation?
I spend the last 2 weeks of June guiding passionate young readers through the Appleseed Writing Project at IPFW. We have two camps, elementary and middle school. We have two facilitators each for those camps, and we recruit children who are very excited to write and passionate about it.
So can you give us a little background on what the Appleseed Writing Project is and kind of what their mission is?
Yes. The Appleseed Writing Project is an affiliate of the National Writing Project, which began in 1974. The site at IPFW is 11 years old. We started in 2003. Every year there's a Professional Development Summer Institute for teachers, and the mantra is teachers teaching teachers. So we take those best practices and share them with each other and professionally develop ourselves.
What are they writing about?
We give them lots of ideas. We use music, movement, and art to inspire. We use the writer's workshop approach, where we plant seeds and then let them take their imaginations to wherever they might go, be it poetry, a personal narrative. Some write short stories. Some have written novels.
Is this something that you do every summer?
I've done it every summer since 2010, yes.
And what made you decide to take a part in this?
Well, I am a graduate of the Appleseed Writing Project Summer Institute, and that is what connected me. So when an opening came up, I was asked to apply, and I did, and it's been wonderful ever since.
Now, you're a teacher 9 months out of the year. It must take a special kind of passion in teaching to actually want to teach even more over the summer. Can you explain maybe like what you personally are getting out of this, or why you like doing this so much?
We attract a unique group of young people every year. I co-facilitate the middle school camp. Middle schoolers are interesting and still have a bit of innocence and are very energetic and passionate about everything. And so it's just wonderful to be with young people who want to learn and be able to guide them through that process. They're delightful.
And what do you hope the kids get out of this when they go through the entire program?
Our hope is that they learn to love writing, really love it, and understand that they are authors, and it is their decision what form that writing takes. And also that it might help with school, because there's a lot of writing. The older you get, the more writing. And, you know, we're hoping that makes school better. And it's not like regular school. We take them outside. We even insert a little drama, fun activities. Humor is always a big component.
Is there something you think that's maybe missing from regular English or writing education? Like when people are in normal school session, do you wish there is maybe an element from the Appleseed program that you wish was present in more schools?
Well, Appleseed teachers use it in their classrooms. Mm-hmm. And the one thing I think we would all agree is that we could use more time with writing, contain it into a 30-minute lesson. It takes more time than that. So time is what most of us need more of.
What bit of advice would you give to a student who maybe thinks they want to be a writer or they want to get more into writing? What do you think the best first step would be to maybe pursue a hobby or a career in writing?
Write every day. It's a bit like a muscle. If you're training, you write every day. You do not worry about grammar and punctuation or whether you're writing in a notebook or on the computer. You just simply write every day. There's a quote I'll paraphrase about, don't worry if it's garbage going down on the paper. Eventually garbage turns to compost. So and something rich in content and ideas.
Cheryl Pruitt, thanks so much for stopping by today.
You're very welcome.